relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends, to America First One-on-One with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant, former strategist to President Trump, and member of the National Security Education Board. Delighted to have with us in studio somebody who shouldn't need any introduction. She's one of the MAGA warriors, spokesperson for Donald Trump, Liz Harrington. Welcome to One on One.
Dr. Gorka, thanks for having me.
Please call me Sebastian. Seb or Sebastian. Okay.
So good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. I've been trying to set this up for a while, and it's finally come to fruition. We're going to talk unimpeded for an hour about the MAGA movement, the president's plans, how you see the current political environment. But first things first, let's talk about you. Who are you? Where did you hail from? And how did you become spokesperson to the 45th president of the United States?
That's a great question. It's a true honor. I don't think I could have done it by myself, but divine intervention, I suppose. You know, I was at the RNC, the 2019-2020 cycle. I was the national spokesperson there, working every single day to reelect our great president, which, as you know, we did reelect our great president. But of course, the tallies and who counts the votes is sometimes more important than who cast them. We know what happened. And so those months that followed, I left the RNC, you know, there were lots of division, unfortunately, as you've seen it. We've all seen it. There's not division in the party. There's not division in the rank and file of voters. But there's division in who represents them and who claims to represent them in Washington.
Right.
And so that type of division, it was really a dividing line. And you could see it, you know, who knew exactly what happened with the stolen election and who was either not willing to stand up and say anything about it or who was kind of fine with the outcome. And that was really disappointing, I think, to see. But I stayed true to what I believed, what I still believe. I ended up working for Steve Bannon on his show, his podcast, because, again, it was one of the few places you could go where you could tell the truth and say, hey, this is what happened to our country, and we can't let this happen again, and we have to fight it. We have to keep exposing it. And then come this summer, President Trump came calling. Jason Miller left for another venture, as you know. He was a spokesperson for President Trump, and President Trump asked me, and I said, absolutely, let's go, let's fight, let's make America great again.
Well, I have to say you do not represent most of the people who have the letter R behind their name in this city, because there seems to be one thing you just said is crucial, that there is vision amongst the voters,
right?
Okay, there is a belief in America First. There's a belief that the 4 years of the Trump administration brought us success, prosperity, and security, the likes of which we haven't seen in generations. But those with the letter R behind their name in the RNC, in the GOP, and the majority, I think, sadly, on Capitol Hill, want to brush off 2020 and say, well, even if there were quote-unquote problems, that's history, and it's not going to help to talk about it, so let's focus on the next election. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a poll observer, but the idea that, let me put it thusly, I don't care about algorithms, I don't care about Venezuelan hacking of data farms in Germany. I know one thing, the Democrats have been cheating in elections since the 1950s, if not earlier. That's why Chicago, Philly have the reputation that they do. And I know one thing for sure. What was the phrase that Kurt Schlichter used on the show here? When a decrepit senile freak of an old man, we're supposed to believe that he gets more votes than the first black president. I don't need any more evidence than that to know that this is more than just problematic. So here's the big $64,000 question to you, Liz Harrington. Can we fix any of this if the institutional Republican machinery really doesn't want to talk about it?
I think that's a big obstacle, and we've seen it in all these different states. And I love how you just put that, because it's a self-evident truth. Wasn't our country founded on self-evident truths?
Absolutely.
It's self-evident that Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes. I'm sorry, you're never going to convince me otherwise. Yeah. And we have so much evidence on our side anyway. But on its face, okay, you just know something's not right here. But in these states, like we just saw in Arizona, I mean, that was a battle to get this audit. I mean, thank God for the patriots on the ground who didn't give up and stop. But they've had so much hostility, and the worst is from our own side, supposedly our own side, that, I mean, Doug Ducey, Brian Kemp, all these rhino governors who are worse than the Democrats, because you know who you're dealing with.
Exactly. You expect them to be dirty.
And
you expect
them. And at least they're a little bit more honest about it.
Well, they hate you, and they know they hate you.
Right. And I respect that more. We respect that more. But when you pretend, you suck up to get President Trump's endorsement, and you don't actually believe in anything you said you believed in. So will it happen? It will happen with the people. I think it will happen regardless of...
You mean the rectification?
With the exposing it. I mean, it can happen. The problem is all of this resistance. We're 22 months, right? You only have 22 months before they can just delete all the evidence from the last election. And I think they're doing that in a lot of places we've heard already. But there's so much evidence there. We need to complete these audits. There is stuff happening in Wisconsin, in Georgia. Pennsylvania remains to be seen. There's going to be a court battle there. But the people are not giving up on this issue. And I don't think they'll ever give up on this issue, because it's so central to our country. We will never have a free election again unless we fix what happened. And that movement's not going away, regardless of whether the establishment and the politicians in Washington want to ignore it or think it's going to go away. It's not.
So you kind of asked the question, you kind of answered the question, but not exactly. You said the people will fix it. Does that mean your expectation is the Republican machinery won't?
I mean, they have to be forced to that position. And how that happens, I think that has to come from just a groundswell of public opinion exposing all the fraud, exposing the corruption, to make it easier for them, because a lot of these people are very weak and they don't like to
put them in a situation where they have to take action.
Yes. And a lot of these people are finger in the wind people, and everyone's telling them, just wait till the next election. And but I mean, they're kidding themselves. The next election is not going to be... it's going to be worse than the last election.
Here's a layman's observation, and I really do want to lay the responsibility somewhere, especially when you know, my old boss, your current boss, said in the midst of COVID, he said, as soon as it was clear the Democrats were going to mail out 80 million votes, he said, well, that's how you steal an election. You know, mail out ballots unbidden is how you steal an election. So he told us. At that point, it should have been the chairwoman, it should have been Rona McDaniel, said, well, okay, well, let's find 30,000 volunteers, let's buy them army cots and blankets, and let's post them at every election center in America 4 months ahead of the election, and they stand in that room, and if a ballot comes in, mailed or otherwise, nobody gets to read it and register it unless there is a GOP poll watcher and a Democrat poll watcher. That didn't happen. So isn't that really where the biggest responsibility lies with McDaniel?
I think there were some things that were done and some things that honestly were deceptive. And there was this illusion that there were things happening in the legal front.
Right.
But they weren't. And clearly there was not the preparation that needed to be. And especially when you look, you can have a textbook example of what they tried to do in Texas versus what they did in Georgia. They've tried the same thing in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Elias, all these Democrat attorneys, when you want to meddle in the election, who do you call?
Mark Elias.
Democrat, that's who you call.
When you want to steal an election.
Right. I mean, they did it with the Russia. That was their first attempt. And then the mail-in COVID nonsense racket was their next attempt. And they had a dozen lawsuits. And Ken Paxton, who the president endorsed in Texas, he defeated every single one of those lawsuits.
Yeah.
So it really is a state responsibility. But the resources should have been there.
Right.
And you should have been prepared to, I mean, what is this consent decree?
I
mean, that Kemp gave away to Stacey Abrams. I mean, that's unacceptable. And the RNC, did they know about it? Did we know about it? That needs to come out, I think.
Yeah. And we're going to dedicate a whole episode of my Newsmax program, The Gawker Reality Check, to Mark Elias, because he's at the center, whether it's fake whistleblowers, whether it's $400 million from Facebook to take over the elections. He's at the center of it all. Follow this lady, Liz Harrington. She is the spokesperson for President Trump, DonaldJTrump.com. Back with Liz Harrington after these messages. Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
And we're back with Liz Harrington. Okay, let's wind the clock back, Liz. I think some of the obstacle to the GOP establishment doing the right thing is that to this very day, they don't understand what really happened in 2016. My former colleague, General Flynn, called it a peaceful revolution. What is your understanding of why, for the first time in American history, we elected a president who wasn't a retired general or wasn't a politician? Because that's a very, you know, that's 64 million people saying, stop, we're not doing what we've done for two centuries plus. How do you explain, what is the significance of 2016?
Oh, it's huge. It was the common man taking back their agency and having a choice that wasn't accepted by either party, right? By the establishment, which business as usual is what's destroying our country. And now
you mean the politics attitude of, oh, we'll just do it the way we've been doing it.
Well, and what happened in 2016, because it was supposed to be Bush versus Clinton, right?
Yeah.
It was going to be, oh, this is the fight that the media wants. This is the fight that the party bosses want. The one big problem, the people didn't want it. They didn't want Bush. They had
another Bush.
They didn't want another Bush, whether it had an exclamation point by his name or not.
Now it's time to clap, guys. Don't forget. Now it's time to clap.
What President Trump did, he defied this system, this status quo. And why the people were ready for it is because they said, finally, someone is talking straight with me. we elected Obama, we had Bush, we had Clinton. Nothing ever actually changed. You had hope and change. Everything that changed was for the worse. And the people were tired. Nothing was different. Open borders, endless wars, losing our jobs overseas. These are the core issues that are central, that really transcend party lines. They're just common sense.
Yeah.
And what President Trump talks about, you know, where he comes from on the political spectrum, it's common sense. Right. And it's such a breath of fresh air. And the reason why so many people were willing to take a chance on President Trump in 2016 was because they had been lied to by so many other people, and he was speaking our language. He was actually proud of the country. He was talking about defending the country, our core values, sovereignty, all of these fundamental things that make America great. And the real transcending thing was he wasn't full of it. He wasn't just saying these things. He didn't need the job. He wasn't.
He didn't need the money or the fame. He was quite famous enough.
Right. He had a great life, as he likes to say. And he still has a great life, but he didn't need the job. And then when he actually got in there, and this is why 2020 was so much bigger than 2016,
right,
was because he was true to his word. That never happens in politics, because he actually has conviction. He actually believes what he's saying.
And not only that, not only did he, you know, promises kept, and I love that line, I kept more promises than I made. I'm not sure that's logically possible, but it's good. It's good. How significant was it that he had actually expanded after 4 years of being called a racist, a white supremacist, and even a Nazi? He got more black voters, more Hispanic voters than 4 years previously, and the most a Republican has ever gotten since the 1960s. How big is that?
Absolutely earth-shattering when you really think of how many forces against him. The lies, the deception. I mean, the Russia, Russia, Russia crap for years, constantly. And it shows that that's not where the power truly lies. And that's not what actually can deliver results in this country. It comes from the people. And it shows that the American people are smart. They are loyal and give credit to a job well done, and they're tired of being lied to. And so that's why it's so important. I love the smart political people, all these consultants.
The experts.
Right. Oh, you know, that's over. You know, we got to look to the future. We got to look to someone else. That's not going to turn off so many people. Like, what world are you living in? This is the ceiling. He got the most votes in history. Okay, take their nonsense number.
Most votes for an incumbent president.
Most incumbent in history.
Right.
They always go down for a second term.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like tired of that. Like, Obama went way down.
Yeah.
Still won re-election. President Trump went way up, even if you take their low number. That he got so many Americans off the sidelines, actually believing in the system again, that their vote did matter, that we could actually have some common sense and get the economy and end wars and secure our border, all these fundamental, simple things. And that got so many people off the sidelines. That's why we're exposing all the fraud, by the way, because if it would have been any other normal, boring Republican rhino candidate, it would have been just, well, better luck next time. We came up short. No, they had to cheat so blatantly because so many, we won by so much. That's why we're exposing it, honestly. And it's only him that could have turned out all of those people who hadn't been voting for many previous elections.
Or who hadn't voting Democrat. We're talking to Liz Hankin, spokesperson for President Trump. Follow her at RealLizUSA on Twitter. Talk to us, Liz, about the last 9 months. Did you think it could be this bad?
You know, I think my mistake going into the election, we were kind of talking about the other segment, was because I knew they were going to use mail-in ballots to cheat, but I just didn't think they'd be that brazen about it and have absolutely no shame and just do it on camera and all these different things. And it's kind of, And I should have kind of foreseen that, because I was like, we're gonna win by so much, they won't be able to cheat that much. They won't be able to make it up. And somehow 800,000 votes he was up in Pennsylvania, they cheated anyway. But it's kind of the same thing. I shouldn't be surprised
that it's this bad.
But it, and this is what I was just screaming about after the election, when people weren't saying anything and they weren't fighting. I mean, I'm not a lawyer either. I wish I was. I would have been out there filing lawsuits. But all I could basically do is just tweet, you know, and get the, and go on Newsmax or wherever and get the word out. But what I was so frustrated about, you think it's going to get better? Mm-hmm. You let communists steal an election. They don't just suddenly go back to normal and, okay, you know, we'll do our Democrat good, Republican bad dance for a while. No.
Yeah, they won't do it again. They won't cheat again.
I mean, right. But, and things will get worse. And now we're seeing it. I mean, you have the Justice Department calling concerned parents. You show up at your school board meeting, you're a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
You show up at a speech of the President of the United States, you're a domestic terrorist. Oh, and meanwhile, here's $85 billion for the Taliban. Here's Bagram Air Force Base to China. Here's our southern border that it literally has turned into a third world country and letting everybody in. We don't have a border anymore. I mean, the economy, so many things. I mean, what happened in Afghanistan? All these things. Yeah, it's really, really bad. And it is surprising, just because it's so unrecognizable to what America is.
Carter had at least 4 years. This guy has done it in six months. Stay here for more One-on-One with Liz Harrington.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Back with President Trump's spokesperson, Liz Harrington. Let's talk about your boss. I saw him, what was it, two and a half months ago. He asked me to come to Trump Tower in New York. We talked about election fraud. It's great to see him. You know, he's behind closed doors. He is like when you see him in the stadium with 60,000 people. You know, people always ask me, what's he really like? Well, what do you think? You know, you've seen him in real life. That's how he is. He's genuine. But he was pissed. He was angry, and he has every right to be angry because of what happened in November. You talk to him regularly. How is his mood today? And you can't say on the record. I'm going to say it on the record. Before I went to see him in New York, I said 95% chance he's running. Now I would say 99.9% chance. I think the announcement will be imminent. I presume you do, too. Liz Harrington.
Well, as he likes to say, I think you'll be very happy.
Happy with the announcement. Right. How's his mood?
He's good. Obviously, you know, like the Arizona audit results come out and you have the mainstream media just completely lying about
it.
That's it makes you angry. It makes me angry. But no, he's amazing. He's probably the funniest person you'll ever meet in your life. And he's just an incredible
person to work for. Let me just say something, because I had dinner with somebody who worked very closely for Melania, and it kind of reminded me of an instance I had. I just got to share with you guys. So I worked in the White House, but my wife was also a presidential appointee, but she was at DHS, so she wasn't in the White House. She met President Trump once, I think, at a Christmas party where we had the official photograph taken. And here's a little story, just so you understand who this man is. He knows who I am. He's met my wife once. After I left the White House, I went back a year, maybe more than a year later, to interview him for my new book. And I took Jeff, our producer, with me. We walk into the Oval. First thing he does as he gets up, he says, "How's your wife, Katie?" "Very well, Mr. President, thank you." And you go, how many things has he got on his plate? You know, whether it's North Korea, Russia, the border. But he says, "How's your wife?" Not just "How's your," a throwaway. "How's your wife? How's your wife, Katie?" Remarkable. And then, let me just top it off. We're there, and he decides to make a phone call about the election, about campaigns. And for fun, he puts it on speaker, and I'm sitting there in the Oval. And for about a good 15 minutes, he goes around the various races in America with nothing in front of him. He's not reading from a script, and he's saying, so, oh, Jim's down 12 points. Okay, and what about the amount of detail he has in his head of local races? It blew me away, and I worked for him in the White House.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, he remembers everything.
Yeah.
And his instincts are so good, and it's just incredible. It's such a honor of a lifetime to work for someone who's so just such a fantastic leader and larger than life person.
Oh, yes.
I mean, some of the really interesting times of sitting in with him are some of these book interviews he's done that not even just about the White House, but about his life before, because his life before, he accomplished so much. It's so fascinating. He's such an incredible person, and just being able to sit in the room and listen to all of this, it's amazing. And he's not finished yet. I mean, he's so on the day-to-day focused on everything, and it's all, he loves the country. He really does. And he can't stand to see what's happening to it. And I mean, neither can I. It's so devastating to see what they're doing, and they have no right to do it. But honestly, this is why the movement, I think, is growing, because he's so uniquely capable of leading a movement like this. And so many people have so much faith in him and believe in him. And it's such an honor to even be a part of that whole movement.
No, we have to talk about how the movement is doing, especially address the concerns, because we get it here. You know, we've got millions of listeners every day. We've got people who phone in, and a lot of them are downhearted. They've allowed the results last year and the way that the fraud was handled to get to their motivation. So we'll talk about the movement momentarily. We did have President Trump on the show to launch our one-on-one special series of interviews. As he was on the show to honor the rally he just had, where he made a quite special statement, we added an item to our America First store. We can't print them fast enough. Thank you, Randy, for coming up with it. So if you want the T-shirt with the president's face, which says, if you're woke, you're a loser, you know where to go. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore, SebGorkaStore.com for all your America First gear. We've got the brand new T-shirts that say, my body, my choice. Be free, no vaccine mandates. We've got the hats, the mugs, Made in America. You name it. Check it out. And our books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, and The War for America's Soul. You get to pick whatever you want before the show is over, and we'll have it sent to your offices, Liz. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back to One-on-One with Liz Harrington, President Trump's spokesperson. At some point, we have to grasp the nettle. We have to grasp the thistle, the vine, the thorn with our hand. And we have to address the issue of what went wrong in the last 4 years. We can't do anything about COVID. We can't do anything about China seeding the world with this virus. We have to, as a party, as state houses, stop election fraud. But there's something that I don't care what your issue is. I'm a big gun guy, Second Amendment. Whether it's that, whether it's the First Amendment, whether it's taking our schools back from the racist CRT and everything else, it doesn't matter as long as we don't get the personnel issue fixed. We had traitorous, literally traitorous seditionists in the building at ranks above my rank. I was a deputy to the president. We had chiefs of staff like John Kelly. It's disgusting that he was a Marine, but we had people like John Kelly, Vindman, and others who are actively sabotaging President Trump. It is my contention, and we're not going to mention names here, it's a little bit too early for that, that President Trump is already surrounded or still surrounded by some of the wrong people who gave him bad advice and are just there for the money and selfish reasons during the last 4 years. Talk to our millions of listeners, Liz. What can we do about that? And how confident are you that we will have a trustworthy America First bench if we can stop the fraud and he wins again and he gets a second term?
So I think he openly admits when he's asked, you know, what's the, you know, best thing you did? What's the worst thing? And he says personnel. Just some not very
good. He says it.
Yeah. And I think he knows that. And there were some good ones too, though. We got to remember that. But
no, let me be clear. For the record, the fact that he achieved what he achieved in 4 years with members of his cabinet working against him. Truly, you thank the good Lord every night, but we can't do that again, Liz.
Right. And honestly, so some of these people, though, at least they had me fooled. Some of these people.
It's the swamp.
I mean, you had no idea. And the one good thing, there's not many, the silver lining about what happened in November is it kind of was a dividing line.
And yeah, a lot of people came out of the woodwork.
Yeah, it really exposed people's true colors, right, and what they actually believe and if they don't actually believe in it. So I think that's beneficial. And now we can just ask people point blank, like, did Joe Biden get 81 million votes? If they're like, yeah, then I'm like, see ya. No, but I mean,
it's a good test.
Yeah. And look, President Trump likes to have a lot of different people around him, I think. He likes talking to people and having a lot of different opinions.
No, he does.
But he always makes the ultimate decision.
Yeah.
The problem is, which I think is institutional in so many of our institutions, is the rot and the corruption and the lies. We have to clean all of that out.
Yeah.
I mean, when we see what's happening with the FBI and the Justice Department.
Targeting parents.
And what they're doing with people that aren't even charged. What are they charged with? Misdemeanors? Parading in the Capitol?
Trespassing.
Solitary confinement? Yeah. This is not acceptable. This is not okay. And that is an institution-wide thing. Mm-hmm. When you look at what the Justice Department's doing, the FBI's doing. And that, to me, is the real problem. How are we going? Because you're right. We have an elected person. He's their boss. And yet all these different agencies wouldn't follow the orders. Look what the Pentagon was doing.
Right.
They did everything they could to lie and say, oh, yeah, we're doing that. And they did the opposite and weren't getting us out of Syria, weren't getting us out of all these places, sabotaging. And then all of a sudden, oh, we're going to leave American citizens behind. We're going to abandon Bagram.
Yeah.
We're going to give the Taliban $85 billion worth of equipment.
Right.
Where was the sabotage? Where was the deep state then? I mean, that's the problem. So what we need to do, and what I think will go a long way to fixing the whole personnel issue as well, is accountability. People need to be held accountable for breaking the law in the last election,
right,
for breaking the law in, I mean, what they're doing in the FBI, lying, all of these different things. If you get accountability, all of a sudden, the rest of the rank and file and the rest of the people, they get in line too, because then they know they have to.
Right.
So honestly, that's what we have to do. We have to root out all of this corruption and yeah, make a lot of good picks too. But man, I don't think we realize just how corrupt and broken our system really is at every level. When if all these different agencies, with our election system, with our media, all of these institutions, it's now been exposed, but it really needs to fully be exposed if we're going to fix it.
I'm going to be sitting down with somebody that worked very closely with the president in the White House to give my recommendations as to how we build the bench to serve for a second Trump administration. Is there anything you can say with regards to what the president is thinking now or any people around him about? Because we've got some time. We've got to fix the fraud, make it impossible as hard as possible next time. But we've got, you know, a year and a half, 2 years to train people to get a bench. Is something happening around him to help prep and find those people?
Well, he's making a lot of endorsements, as you've seen.
Right, but I'm talking about political appointees.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I should really comment on that. It's if he does decide to run, I think he absolutely knows that, you know, personnel is going to be a big thing. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things he wishes he would have done a little bit better at the first time around. But we'll have to see. But yeah, he and the priority right now is making sure we get good candidates, right, good people running, and fixing 2020. That's the big priority first.
Yeah. We talked to the spokesperson for President Donald J. Trump, Liz Harrington. You can follow her at RealLizUSA on Twitter. And don't forget to go to his webpage, DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. This is America First. I've done something I can guarantee no one else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the man who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, doctor, professor, scientist, one of the most brilliant health experts you'll ever meet, and I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of those powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You will probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard as I have, but you can make the same decision I did to get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and vegetables, all derived from Dr. Howard's process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. For a limited time, all new preferred customers receive a 35% additional discount and free shipping on your first order. Use discount code Gorka. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, code Gorka.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
And we're back with Liz Harrington one-on-one. Last thing I'm going to ask you, what is your message concretely to those who knocked on doors for President Trump, donated to the campaign, or just believed, or maybe Democrats who came around and said, oh my gosh, that's amazing, I'm going to vote for him. And they voted for him in 2020 because they saw what he'd done for America. But now think, well, that was pointless. The swamp defeated him. And I don't even know if my vote is worth it or I should ever volunteer again. What's your message to them, Liz Harrington?
It is not worthless, and it's not over. There, if we're going to save our country, we have to keep fighting for it. We have to keep exposing the fraud. We have to keep the faith, and we have to keep getting involved in your local races, in your local school boards. It doesn't matter if they say you're a domestic terrorist. Like, if they want us to be silent, yeah, and they want us to be demoralized.
Correct.
Because people like that are a lot easier to control.
Correct.
And that's what they want. And they want to transform this country into communism. That's clearly what's happening. And it really comes down to personal agency. And you cannot give up the faith. You cannot give up the fight either. It is not in vain. And like I said, if all these people didn't knock on doors and go out and vote, we would have never exposed so much. Yes, there's more to be done. We have to. I mean, right now we have a one-party system of a state-run media right now. It's so hard to break through. But we can change that. We still have the First Amendment. We have to continue to get the word out, just with your neighbors and everyone else. We are the majority. They want us to think otherwise. They are the minority.
Yeah.
And
They're loud, but we are that
silent majority, and maybe it's time for us to get a little bit louder these days. And don't get discouraged. Keep fighting, keep working, keep exposing, and put pressure on these politicians who aren't doing anything.
Yeah.
That's the key, I think, because we have to have these people in the middle who are like, oh, I don't know if I should say anything. No, we need good men to start doing something. If we're going to save our country. And President Trump is one of those good men. He's going to continue to fight. And we just need everybody to keep fighting.
Yeah, I actually asked him this when he came on the show. Is he ever going to give up? And we have that cut. It's an amazing cut. We should play that cut. But in the, but in the meantime, God bless you for doing what you do. You are one of the rare treasures, because you do speak the truth every time you're interviewed. Follow this lady. Support her boss, DonaldJTrump.com. Don't give money to the GOP. Give to President Trump, especially when he declares his candidacy imminently. And in the meantime, follow this lady, Real Liz USA. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.